and good morning. It's a high school football Friday today, and a lot of teams playing, to try to get into playoffs or put themselves in a playoff position. But a team that is not playing football tonight, the district champions Waco football team, are going to be doing something very special for the women's shelter in Wayland. I've got Jason Collier joining me. Jason, good morning to you today.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Well, you know, that is this is a very, very nice thing. The women's shelter in Wayland, Iowa, but the my understanding is that they had to move the shelter. There was a reason that they had to, the shelter had to be moved. What was the reason they had to move the shelter?
Yeah, so pretty simple. We've been renting from the same place for about 5 years, and it's got one of those old slate roofs on it, and the owner of the building does not want to fix that, and it leaks, and so we've just decided to move away from there and get into a place where our investment will pay off and they won't have to pay rent.
Now, how did the football team get involved in doing this good deed, so to speak? It's going to start at noon today, and it's going to go till about 3 o'clock. But so how did the football team decide, or how did they get connected to this?
Well, I'll tell you just a little bit about the house real quick. It's a home for women in transition. We have 5 ladies living there now, including our house advocate. It was started by some of the beautiful Mennonite ladies in the Wayland community. And what's just really cool is that it just happened to be that a couple of our parents heard about it, and they put a bug in the coach's ear. And, of course, our undefeated Waco football team does not play this week, as they are undefeated in the season and waiting for the postseason to begin next week. And so we were just excited when Coach got a hold of me and said, "Hey, we can do this." And it's just, it's a community event. I mean, we have the local meat locker, Crawfordville Meat Plants, providing the hot dogs for lunch, and then the local bar is cooking them up for us. And we've got Edgar Heating and Plumbing bringing big trailer, and Eichelberger Farms has got flat trailer for us to use. And it's just an incredible community event. You know, in Wayland, when you're doing something positive, you can call a lot of the businesses and they're ready to participate. And then to be able to cheer on these football players and then remind the world that this is how Iowa grows good and healthy young men, because they're not afraid to be a part of something special in other people's lives, and that's just important.
It has been a magical season for the football team, though, hasn't it?
Amen. That's right. Those guys have just really dug deep and done a great job. I've enjoyed watching a few of the games in person, and of course, some of the parents of those kids. It's just incredible. They're just on top of the world right now, and that's so fun for them. But then at the same time, life's not just all about when you win, and so being able to help other people win, that's part of what life's all about, and they're just excited to be a part of that.
All right. It's going on starting at noon today till about 3 or so. The football team from Waco, the district champions, the unbeaten district champions at 8-0, yes. They are going to be helping to move the women's shelter and a lot of other people in the community lending a hand as well. Good story, good feel-good story. You know, you have so much bad news out there. It's good to see a good news story.
That's right. There's nothing political that can drive us apart today. We're all on the same page to love our brothers and sisters, and especially our sisters this morning and all so right. Today. And so, yeah, just thanks for the story and the publicity and bless all those that are listening.
All right. Hey, Jason Collier, thanks so much for joining me. Have a great day, and say thank you to the football team for me, okay?
Yes, we'll do that. We'll do that. Take care now. God bless.
Take care.
Is a college education a distant dream you hold for a